Clinicians, your patients and clients choose who they trust. A podcast can help you build that trust and save you time before anyone contacts your practice. Before you press record, it's my free checklist. You can get it now over at tobygoodman.com. What should a healthcare podcast actually talk about? Hi, I'm Toby Goodman from tobygoodman.com. If you're thinking about starting a podcast for your practice, this is usually where it gets stuck. What do I actually say? Or perhaps, what would I record first? A simple way to think about this is ask yourself, what you would send someone if you didn't have time to explain it again? That might be a patient who's about to come in, a team member who is unsure, a referrer who wants to make an introduction but can't get hold of you in a really important moment. Instead of repeating yourself or losing the opportunity, you can use your podcast to record specific points once in your tone without feeling rushed or distracted. For example, you might record something about what happens in a first appointment or how to prepare for your procedure or a version of who this is and isn't right for. Now, that's one of my favorites because it filters out the bad fit clients, the bad prospective team members, and also partners. Let's face it, a lot of your and your team's valuable time can be spent speaking with people who are not quite the right fit. An episode like that does a lot of work before you ever need to speak with somebody. You can also record the things that tend to create hesitation, questions around risk, uncertainty about outcomes, misunderstandings about what you do. These are really important conversations that take time and they tend to happen at the same points. So if you capture those properly, people arrive at your location in a different place, clearer, more settled, easier to work with. And you can do the same thing internally. Instead of repeating something to your team, you can record it. How you expect something to be handled, what good, better, best looks like, how your methods apply to a type of client or patient in a specific situation. So this is an asset that works for you and it drastically reduces or removes the need to keep having the same kinds of conversation. So rather than asking, what should I talk about? Your podcast allows you to build a small set of episodes around what people need to know before they work with you, what they need to know during the time they're under your care, what aftercare looks like, what tends to get misunderstood, and what helps somebody move forward with confidence. The list goes on. But you don't need a long list and you don't need a 10-year plan either. Between 8 to 10 of these recorded properly will do more for your practice than dozens of disconnected episodes and a ton of sprayed out Facebook posts or LinkedIn posts. That's why I usually build this as a short, focused launch season with clients. Something that is contained, sets a foundation and can be used straight away. Because once those first few pieces are in place, everything else becomes easier. In the next episode, I'll talk about how to spot these moments and turn them into high-value episodes.